Okay, this is a quick demo of the MeeGo operating system running on an ASUS EEPC Atom computer. So what we have here is the boot screen. We're running off of a USB flash drive, so I'm going to go ahead and boot the default. This is installed on a USB flash drive, and it was a little bit tricky to get it to boot from the USB flash drive. It turns out there's a hard drive emulation mode on this computer, so once I figured that out and was able to select that hard drive, it booted fine. Okay, it's still booting. Okay, and we're at the home screen. MeeGo has this nice little toolbar across the top. It's actually quite responsive. This third button over is applications, where we can select various applications. The common ones are to the left. We'll try the web browser. And it doesn't look like we're connected to a network, so I'll go over to the networks icon. And I'll tell it to connect to my office wireless network. Looks like we're connected, so I'll... Now to switch between applications, there's this thing called Zones, and here it'll show us all the applications that are currently running, so let's try to reload this web page. And it works pretty good. The web browser's plenty fast. Go back to applications. Most of the applications run in kind of a quasi full screen mode, but some of them do not. Like this terminal, it pops up and you can see it's a windowed application. And even like this web browser, I think you can. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, I guess you can move it. A few other notes. There's a people tab, and that's an instant messaging, and it uses empathy. Internet uses Google Chrome again. The media player. Some of these apps take a little bit of time to load, but once they're loaded, they seem to perform quite well. So the media player uses Banshee. I don't see anything in here, but if we go back to the home screen, there's a little video we can start up, and that'll play a video. So this is Banshee. It's a little bit themed and changed for MeeGo, but it works quite well. That's about it.